Friends and relatives are mourning Navy SEAL Michael Murphy. Murphy was killed when a Chinook helicopter crashed during a rescue mission in Afghanistan last month. Last week, Murphy was laid to rest at Calverton National Cemetery on Long Island. From member station WSHU, Charles Lane reports.
Gray clouds brushed the treetops as Michael Murphy's casket is carried out beneath a rippling flag lowered to half-mast. It threatens to rain at any minute. But when the military honor guard begins their tribute, a blue sky pokes through, and bright sun shines on the nearly 200 mourners circled around.
Ready, aim, fire, aim, fire, aim, fire.
Everyone who knew Michael Murphy speaks about his patriotism. Anthony Merced is a family friend. He says Michael always wanted to be a Navy SEAL.
It seemed like a lifelong ambition of his when he was a young boy, a teenager. It just seemed like something he wanted always.
As 30 of Murphy's fellow SEALs file past his casket, they each leave behind the badge they earned after graduating from SEAL training. From their grieving faces, it's clear how much Murphy loved the SEALs and how much they loved him back. Still, Murphy's life could not be defined by military service alone. What do you think he'd be doing now if he didn't join the SEALs?
He'd be a lawyer, like his father. Yeah, and a darn good one, too. Very bright. Very fair, very pragmatic.
Michael Murphy graduated from high school in 1994, and he went on to Penn State University. He was an avid reader and a good student. He was in the National Honor Society and was accepted into two different law schools. Murphy excelled at everything he did, but he never let it go to his head. Richard Bowler remembers playing football with him.
He was a reserved guy, but he was the guy who would take care of business. Not just that, but being flexible, you know. He was the type of guy who would be that way, you know. Okay, come up against a brick wall. Let's see if we can get something to get through it or maybe get around it in a way so we can succeed.
In all the different ways people describe Murphy, it always comes back to his selfless attitude. Merced says he was always the first to offer help and could never say no.
Well, I think he volunteered for this particular mission. He had already done two tours in the Middle East. I don't believe he had to go. He was asked to go on a special ops mission, and he said yes, of course.
It is his self-sacrifice that earned Lieutenant Michael Murphy the Silver Star. He leaves behind a mother and a father, a younger brother, and a fiancé. He was to be married in November. Murphy was laid to rest with the wedding band he had picked out, and also the wedding gift his mother intended to give, a keychain inscribed with the words, St. Michael the Protector. For NPR News, I'm Charles Lane.